Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Now, Tim, you made a very bold claim a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Found an amazing...
It was on Wednesday.
Found an amazing super special at Aldi. Didn't take up that awesome buy.
The special buy, yeah. It was the first time I ever went to one of them.
Yeah.
It was a trumpet for $111. At the time, I thought, whew, that's expensive. After bringing it to the show, Jess, you've proved to me that it is actually a steal.
It was a great deal.
And the reason I think I'm so flat is because I think with woodwind instruments in particular, over the years I have proven, if you give me a bit of time, I can make things that pass as music. Sounds that sound like a song. I think I played the Cats theme song on flute a few years ago. I learned how to do it within a week or so.
Can you put those beautiful lips where your mouth is?
Fair enough.
I have found someone.
Okay.
Actually, someone reached out to us. His name is Dan. Dan, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon.
G'day, guys. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, Dan, do you want to explain to Tim why I've brought you onto the show? Because, I mean, you have a skill that I think Tim thinks he has.
Well, long story short, I've been a freelance trumpet player for about the last 25 years.
Wow.
Doing I taught at high schools for about 7 or 8 years across 4 high schools across Geelong and Melbourne, and I do a lot of musical theatre playing and stuff like that. So I'm quite across exactly what it means to be a trumpet player.
So are you? I was about to ask. Do you call you? Is it a trumpet player, or are you like a trumpeteer, or like what are you like people that are like guitarists or like drummers? Like what do you define yourself as?
I say trumpet player. Some people say trumpeteur. But, you know, I say trumpet player.
Okay.
Depending on your standard, you might be called a trumpet holder. But that's, you know, a bit of an insult.
I feel like Tim will be a trumpet holder.
Yeah,
Dan,
there's
this
a chance.
You very much played yourself down. You are the musical director for Billy Elliot the Musical, which is coming to Geelong in January.
Wow.
He also plays in the brass band, Tim, the Itchy Feet Band that plays for the Cats. Yep.
At GMHBA.
Yes. So, Dan, you have a trumpet that you're willing to lend to Tim. Is this correct?
This is absolutely 100% correct. It's my daughter's trumpet that we bought for her when she was in high school. She gave it a go for a year and then decided, nah, not for me. So I'm more than happy to donate a trumpet to the cause for a couple of weeks and let's see if you can put your money where your mouth is.
Dan, the man. I mean, as someone who teaches the trumpet, can I, present to you this again? It's going to sound like I've got a trumpet here in the studio, but can I show you what I can do without a trumpet?
Are you sure you want to do this? Dan just told you all his credentials. Are you sure you want to do this to him?
Dan, I think it's important you know where I'm at so we can go from there, okay?
Look, it's definitely important to set a starting point and
okay.
See how we go.
All right, so this is, again, not a trumpet. This is just me, just him.
Mate, that was lovely.
Dad, I'm so sorry. I didn't know Tim was going to do this.
You know what? That's such a lovely tone you've got. I'm having an emotional moment.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
See, I knew it. I can move people with my music.
Dan, stick around. We'll organise how we're going to collect the trumpet from you.
Great.
But I think two week hire is good.
Yeah, probably a good
hire. And then we'll have like a little performance
at
the end of it to see how far Tim's come.
Okay, Dan, the trumpet man's going to stick around. It's Tim and Jess driving you home. You're on K-Rock.
This is Tim and Jess.
Study with Dan, the trumpet man.
Dan, the trumpet man, Jess, you've introduced him to me. He joins us still on the phone after you surprised me, and I guess people listening a few moments ago, because I've been on the hunt for a trumpet this week, because I just think with no prior experience, I think I could get a grip on it and make some songs, some sounds.
Dan is not just any trumpet player, Tim. He plays in the brass band, the Itchy Feet Band, that play at the Cats home games.
Are you going to be at GMHBA tomorrow for the Hawks, Dan?
Certainly am. We'll be roving around for, you know, the couple of hours before the game. And it all depends on what activations they've got going on each round. But sometimes we even do a lap on the ground before the game goes on. So, yeah, it's a really fun gig and it's a great vibe that the band brings. It's really, really good fun.
So you know your way around a trumpet, Dan. How likely it is, do you think, that Tim will be able to pick up a trumpet and within 2 weeks be able to pass off something that's half playable?
Look, I mean, the subjective thing is let's define music, but after 2 weeks, I reckon if he's got a good five-note scale, which by the sounds of it, he's played some woodwind stuff before, so the five-note scale on trumpet, you'd be talking C up to a G, C to E F G. Using those notes, you know, in 2 weeks, getting them nice and comfortable, you'd probably be able to bash out a few songs, maybe a rousing Oh When the Saints or something like that, you know.
Oh, well, we're leaning towards the Cats theme song, like especially if that's something that you're doing pretty much every single week, Dan. And I've had some success, I've had more success with a harmonica than I have with a flute, but definitely passable. And I think, again, working my way through the woodwind instruments, I think trumpet is where...
Trumpet's the next game.
Yeah, it's where I was meant to be. Do you think you could teach me how to play the Cats theme song in 2 weeks for a live performance?
You know what? I'm ready to give it a really good crack. It'll take some dedication, some hard work, some time in the facial gym, because it's all about your muscle structure and your face. But, I reckon... If you're ready to do some hard yards, I reckon we can get it.
Yes, definitely time poor is not an issue I face at the moment.
Definitely not.
So it should be pretty good.
You haven't got an 11-month-old, have you, Tim?
No. Sorry, that'll be fine. I'm just doing some facial exercises now. Yeah. Pretty strong lung capacity. That's something I wanted to ask you about, Dan, before we let you get out of here. That's a bad time for me to lose my breath. Is it something that I will be able to build up my strength? Because I imagine we need some air in those lungs.
Look, you do, but for something like, you know, one performance of a cat theme, I reckon you'll be fine. Not going to lie, doing the marching band stuff, you do need a really big tank on you because, you're using your air to walk and march and play as well. But for one song, I reckon you'll be okay. You'll get around it. The phrases in the cat theme song aren't too big.
Okay.
So I reckon you'll survive.
I mean, maybe, Jess, just maybe if all things go well, I could end up on GMHBA with Dan the Trumpet Man.
That'd be so cool.
And the Itchy Feet Band.
That would be very cool.
Maybe I quit radio because I found my true passion. Dan, we'll off air, we'll get all the details. We'll get this trumpet sorted. Again, if your daughter does want it back, please let me know. I would feel horrible stealing a trumpet.
You get it for 2 weeks, Tim.
Okay,
you're not keeping the trumpet.
All right. Dan, Trumpet Man, appreciate you coming on the show. So excited to get into it.
No worries at all, guys.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom's back in the studio.
Hello.
Oh, there he is with a classic greeting.
Nice.
That's so
yeah.
Will.
Yeah.
We love it.
You guys back me up for everything else I do, so you just get stock standard
we
hello
would
from
never,
now on.
We would never.
It's your own fault.
Quite tense energy for a Friday trying to get people
home.
This
is going to be very interesting.
Yeah. All right. Turn the sassafras off. Let's get into this.
Live Wire Park. Elevated adventure in Lawn these holidays. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us 3 news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's up to us to fill in those blanks.
An Aussie by the name of James Webb is in the news. What's he just come third in?
The hot dog eating competition on July the 4th.
Yes.
I love Jim's how you been say keeping that. Up with the news.
I love how you say that. It's like, well obviously.
He's a friend of the show.
He's also my competitive eating coach.
Go on. Tell me more.
Oh, well, we've done a few eating competitions on the show.
What was the one that we got him on for? What were you attempting to do?
There's
Parmigiana
ones.
The donuts.
Yeah, there was a donut one.
You were going to
how many
do the donuts.
I
do remember the donut one, actually. You failed miserably.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Not based on his coach. His coach was excellent. Yeah. Just Tim is not great.
He says, do as I do, not as you do. That's his classic thing. And I couldn't do as he did. But yeah, he came 38. 52 hot dogs.
52 and a half. Don't sell him short.
Well, because we know Joey Chestnut wasn't because of his sponsorship deal this year, which he's like 16-time champion of the hot dog eating competition.
A guy by the name of Patrick Bertolatelli won with 58 hot dogs, but that's like
dogs.
So Joey Chestnut dogs. Never fell below 60, so it's the fakest win ever.
Is it kind of like when Collingwood of West Coast made that grand final in 2018, even though like Richmond really should have been the premiers that year? Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, West Coast won. But did they? But you did really win.
Did they? Yeah. Well, you just gotta play who you play on the day.
You gotta make it to the big dance, I guess.
And well done to James. I didn't realise he was a friend of the show. Great, good on him.
Jay Webby can eat. Follow him on Instagram.
A strike from staff at a certain industry is threatening to see a shortage of what in the AFL?
I'm so excited to talk about this up next as well.
Oh. God, you're all over it today.
Yeah, Will and I synced up. Sharon's, footies.
Yes.
How do we have a shortage of those?
Do you want, after we can, because I want to talk about it up next, can you stick around and we can talk about it at further length?
Sure.
Because it's quite interesting.
Well, briefly, staff at Sharon, who create the footies, are threatening strike action.
Okay.
Which would not be good.
No,
because
not
we
ideal.
Need to be kicking them footies.
And German city, Gelsenkirchen. I did look up a pronunciation before I came in here, and now I've forgotten it.
Just say it confidently.
Gelsenkirchen has been, it's been renamed anyway, so it doesn't matter what it's called.
Sure.
After who? Who's just come to town. They've renamed it after a person who's in town at the moment.
In town here in Geelong?
No.
In the German.
Would it be Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Stop it. Stop.
So she's about to perform three shows in this town. And they've renamed it Swiftkirchen.
Amazing.
So they've literally
still
put
rolls
up a
off
sign,
the tongue.
Yeah,
which it translates roughly to Swift's Church.
Yeah,
that's nice.
In German.
So it essentially, is it a German version of a place called like Christchurch, but it's obviously Gushgursch.
Yeah.
Is this like when Tim and I first moved to town and the Welcome to Geelong sign said Welcome to Geelong?
Yes, it's exactly the same as that.
We love it. I love that. Fantastic. Yeah. Will, appreciate you coming in. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio, thanks to Live Wire Park, elevated adventure in Lawn these holidays. And I will get you to stick around because I want to unpack this Sharon strike up next.
Yeah, I have many questions about the footballs. I hope you boys can answer them for me.
Yeah, Will and I both have leather poisoning from our junior football career days, so I'm sure we'll be able to cover it off.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Will from the newsroom, Jess, has stuck around because we wanted to unpack something that was in Have You Been Paying Attention? But on the radio, thank you, Will.
Thank you.
The Sharon company that makes the footballs for the AFL and I guess footballs in general.
Sure.
There might be a strike. Can we go into some of the details? Jess seemed very concerned.
Well, yeah, they're threatening strike over a pay dispute. So they want a 5% wage increase. And they make approximately, this is just for the AFL, 200 to 250 balls a week.
A week? Brand new
balls for the AFL games. And obviously, if they take strike action, there won't be that same amount of balls coming out of the factory.
This is my first question because, forgive my ignorance, do they make a new ball for every game?
Yeah.
Well, they make enough balls to have brand new balls available because they go through, they probably have a bag of, you would say probably 10 at each end of the ground. There's a few balls around.
Because like when I was a netball coach back in the day, I was lucky to get 5 balls at the start of the season and I had to make them last.
Yeah.
I think the AFL has a little bit more money.
Yeah. And they have obviously several balls a game. It's not just the one ball being used in the same game. They have a bag at each end, like you say. But AFL fans are the worst because I've been seeing so many comments today getting stuck into the AFL about this. Like, you're doing this wrong and they should be paying the football workers more and all this sort of thing. It's got actually nothing to do with the AFL.
Because it'd be Sharon, wouldn't it?
Because Sharon is owned by US company Russell Athletic.
Oh.
So that's who they're obviously striking towards.
Yeah.
So just for everyone who thinks that the AFL's doing something dumb again, they're not.
Do you think we'd ever see an Australian company take that over then? Like, would Sharon ever lose their contract with the AFL?
There are other ball suppliers out there.
Burley's the only one I can think of. We used to play Burley in junior football. We didn't have Sharon's in junior football.
But the Sharon's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Because it's been used for the entire time and it's actually named after the guy who invented the game.
Have you ever seen a video of them making a footy at Sharon?
No.
Get it on TikTok. Just go down a wormhole. It's actually so soothing.
Complicated?
To watch. Oh, yeah. It's very, very complicated. And it's like hand-stitched, all those things. So that it's not like on a machine belt or anything. It is interesting. I was like at K-Rock Footy on the weekend for the Cats and Bombers game. I was doing boundary. Kingy was talking about it with Benny, how like obviously the ball went into the crowd, like someone kicked it out on the full. They were saying it would be great like in baseball over in the States if they hit it like a foul ball and it goes into the crowd.
That person gets to keep the ball.
Yeah. And I understand that baseballs are probably cheaper to make than footballs, but I would love a world where if they just yeet a ball 10 rows back, you
so
get to keep
can
that
share. Can you not just tuck it under your...
Well, I guess the thing is, like, the ball would get kicked into the crowd minimum 20 times a game.
Yeah.
So you need a few balls if everyone's just tucking it under the arm.
I mean, I would love, like, in the umpire's back pocket, they have, like, a deflated one in a plastic bag ready to go, and then they have, like a cyclist pump in the other pocket. So if someone in the crowd gets it, they go, all right, well, yeah. All right.
That'd really speed up the game.
Yeah, fans love it. Yeah. So it'll be interesting because, yeah, apparently if the timing of this strike is right, it could happen around September, which is finals football.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be like your netball coaching career where it's like, all right, boys, we have 7 balls left.
Okay, the Cats have got 6 balls. The Hawks have got 6 balls. Who's going to bring their ball this week?
Do not kick it onto the roof.
Yep.
Because balls are at a premium.
It'll be nice towards the end of the year around trading season. Like, they'll be like, Western Bulldogs will be like, all right, we'll trade Bailey Smith to Geelong for a first-round draft pick and 50 balls.
Yeah.
Ball consideration.
Because otherwise, we won't be able to do training this year.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.